Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Runners, sneakers, trainers, tackies, tennis shoes, they're everywhere. Once reserved for exercise, they've now become a staple part of our wardrobes. But the question is, are they appropriate for every occasion? And to run the rule over this, I'm joined in studio by Barbara Power, fashion editor with the Irish Independent, and Darren Kennedy, TV presenter and columnist, is on the line. You're both very welcome.
Morning, Claire.
Good morning, Claire.
Barbara. You're wearing them today, Barbara.
I am. And
with a dress.
Yes, I'm rarely out of them. I'm just wearing ordinary Adidas Stan Smiths. I think the fact that they're so acceptable, it's one of the best things that's happened in fashion and lifestyle for years. Mm-hmm. And it's remarkable, you know, I go to theatre first nights, people are wearing trainers. I was down in Kildare Village in a bridal shop last week. Everyone was wearing trainers. You know, they're so acceptable now, 24 hours a day. In, I would think, maybe 85% of situations, but you know, the big thing is, would you go to the wedding as a guest wearing trainers? Would you?
Yes, I would. Hopefully the wedding's in the Mediterranean or somewhere warm.
Absolutely, says the man who made wearing no socks with shoes an absolute must-do, Darren. But like, should you go to a job interview? You know, there are times, I know Emma Thompson, the actress I adore, she went to Buckingham Palace in 2018 in sneakers to collect her damehood from Prince William. And she got roasted. But I think things have changed hugely since the lockdown. Things have recalibrated and trainers are far more acceptable. And I think it's wonderful and I'm all for it.
Darren, what happened? What changed? Was it COVID? Was it the fact that we all thought, why were we crucifying ourselves in uncomfortable shoes? What was the point?
Well, to be honest, that's the question. There was no point to it, really. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, trainers have been fashion's biggest crush for the past couple of years. Lots of people who are maybe seen as a little bit more adventurous were wearing trainers in situations that were maybe a little bit, prior to the pandemic, seen as a little bit more unorthodox. You know, I mean, how many times would you see someone walking into the office in the trainers and then doing a quick change into these massive stilettos?
Yeah.
And then spending the rest of the day in uncomfortable shoes. And actually, I was actually talking to one of my best friends yesterday, who's a teacher. And I was saying that we were talking about trainers today. And she was saying, oh, actually, they now can wear trainers in school. And it happened kind of at the time when parents weren't coming to the school gates during the pandemic. The principal said, you can wear trainers. There's no problem because we're not kind of face to face with the parents. And now it's kind of seeped into the everyday. And I just think it's our demand for clothes that offer not only aesthetic value but also comfort simultaneously. I mean, it makes sense. And then you look at the highest ranks of power. You know, you've Kamala Harris, who regularly wears her Converse, kind of all stars. Even Barack Obama, he's a huge fan of Allbirds, which are the hugely sustainable trainer brand. And I have to hold my hands up and say I am a massive trainer kind of sneakerhead. Have been for a long, long time. So much so that I have them on display. They've kind of bleeded into my interior design because they just look great. There's so much fun in them. You can express so much personality in a simple pair of trainers as well.
And Barbara, once you see, and Darren mentioned the US Vice President Kamala Harris, the Duchess of Cambridge, Kay Burley, I see on the news, on Sky News, wearing her trainers at work. That mainstreams it, doesn't it? Once you see that, you think, yes, I can wear these trainers to work. I can possibly wear them to job interviews. I can wear them with my wedding dress if I so choose.
Absolutely. And, there's an Irish designer down in Galway, Barbara Bennett, and she personalises trainers for weddings. And I came across her last year at Creative Round Thomas, and you know, she was saying to me, you know, in the past brides would have maybe worn really high shoes and they'd put their initials on the shoes and the date and they'd be their Christian Louboutin, they'd keep them forever. Now they're getting trainers with the date, their initials, and they're wearing maybe not up the aisle. You know, it depends on the wedding because, you know, there's so many different styles of weddings now, but they would wear them afterwards for the first dance. So when you think of the movie Father the Bride, you know, years ago, he made her trainers and we thought, that's a nice story, but would you really do it? Well, we're doing it now.
Well, if you're wearing a big dress, no one sees your feet anyway, do they?
No, not at all.
If you were worried about somebody seeing your trainers and perhaps thinking it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's the height though, isn't it? I think for the wedding gown, it's the height and the lengthening of the figure that the heels do when you're walking up the aisle. But I think afterwards, definitely, you could pop on your trainers and enjoy yourself and let your hair down.
Darren, do you think there's any occasion, any outfit where trainers are a no-go?
You know, if I was going to meet the Queen, I probably wouldn't wear trainers.
Poor Emma Thompson.
I mean, I was just thinking there. I was like, will Claire wear them on the telly? I mean, that would be groundbreaking, Claire.
I don't know. I mean, I am a fan of comfy shoes, but I do like a nice heel. And, you know, the telly, you can get away with just putting them on for an hour, you know, and taking them off again.
Plus, you're not walking in them. But what I noticed out and about is, you know, before, years ago, or even up to before COVID, you'd stop, you know, around the corner from wherever you were going and you'd slip off your flat shoes and get into the heels, you know. I don't think you're going to see that anymore. I think girls are going to be wearing trainers or they're going to be wearing their chunky tractor sole boots. I mean, the look at the moment on a Friday night out in Dublin is a long blazer, cycling shorts and big chunky boots. So comfort has just invaded our lives. Yes, trainers are an object of desire, but where I absolutely draw the line at is the new Balenciaga distressed trainers.
Oh, they're awful things. I have seen a picture of these things. Will you describe them to us, Barbara?
Well, they look like you buried them, dug them up, drove over them, and then put them through the garbage disposal unit and sprayed oil on them. And they come in two prices, fully distressed for €1,500 or just distressed for €500.
Darren, I bet you love those now.
No, do you know what? I'm not a big fan of the Balenciaga trainers, never have been. I just don't like the shape of the sole. I mean, you know, when it comes to trainers and it comes to fashion, it really, it's not about what's on trend or what, you know, is the coolest thing at the moment. It really is the one that appeals to me. And I have trainers and I, you know, some people collect, you know, postcards when they travel. I tend to buy a new pair of footwear when I go to a new city. And then every time I look at them, I kind of go, oh my God, I bought them when I was in San Francisco or I got them when I was in Paris, whatever. And it's just driven, like for me, they're full of memories and colour and fun. And so it's not about buying them just because they're, you know, Balenciaga distressed trainers. And I actually don't believe in spending huge amount of money in trainers because by virtue of the fact that they are, you know, a comfortable choice, it's something you want to wear and wear and wear again. I don't think, you should be concerned about them losing their value or losing their, you know, their crispness.
Okay, a couple of controversial text messages for you to deal with. Darren, you take this one. What colour socks are you allowed to wear with white runners?
Listen, here's the thing, right? I always think this is really interesting, right? Allowed to wear, you're allowed to do whatever you want is the first thing. But I would think about the outfit, right? So let's imagine you're a man and you decided you're wearing a nice navy pair of jeans. Maybe you're going to wear a navy little sweater on top, a denim jacket, and then you're wearing the white trainers, the crisp white trainers. So what the kids are doing... So if you're in your 20s, you're going to wear them with a white sports sock. And that kind of really plays up the white. But what you might actually prefer to do, if you want to go a little bit subtle, is just match the colour of your sock to the colour of your trousers. So in this case, a navy sock would be perfect.
Or maybe inject a little bit of colour. Is that what we used to do?
Inject a stripe. What?
Is that what we used to do? Match our socks to our trousers and our
shoes. Yeah, exactly. It's not rocket science.
No, it's not. Barbara, any thoughts on the socks?
No, well, I mean, I think people like to express their personality and they might wear, as I know someone in my house wears odd socks with their trainers. Just, you know, expressing their personality.
There you go. Anything goes, unless your father, Iggy O'Donovan, who said in a text message to us that he was reprimanded a few years ago for celebrating Mass wearing sneakers. I think a priest should be allowed to. That's on his feet all the time. My goodness. Comfort is utmost. Barbara and Darren, thank you very much indeed. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.
Thank you, Claire. The President of the European